And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who said I just made her feel like a single mom, the sports widow, Molly Erdman. You're welcome. Oh, is it? Yeah, keep it open. Light helps things. How about that? So, we've already got four. Oh, boy, that's a quick start. We usually need to warm up, but this is a very special episode of the audio podcast.
How so?
We just recorded our 1,000th download earlier today.
Well, our 1,000th download happened. We didn't record the download.
I recorded it in my mind.
Oh, okay.
By observing it.
Gotcha.
For most of the day, it was at $9.99, and then just before we started recording here. So if you're the last person to record our last episode, to download it off of iTunes, you were number 1,000.
If you believe yourself to have been number 1,000, please tweet us, Sports Widow Show, and let us know.
Let us know that you're number 1,000. Maybe we will find something in our house that we don't want to give you as a prize.
Yeah.
I think that's we have a lot of stuff like that for prizes. We'll start giving away prizes. For example, I believe we have an extra, extra large T-shirt that says, I love cake.
It says, I think it says, holy crap, I love cake.
It's still in package. Brand new. So that might be something we're going to give away at some point.
We may ask you to Venmo us the postage, but...
Yeah. Or just, you know, I wouldn't have you come here. I'd pick a neutral location for us to meet.
Well, I think a lot of our audience may not be local.
Oh, well, then we'll send it to Chicago, kind of a mid-range area for the country.
Anywhere.
That's what
okay,
I mean.
Gotcha.
You know, like most people... you know, fly through Chicago at least. So we'll send it to the airport.
Great.
But that's a big day. 1,000 downloads. And right now we're going to go for, we're going to try to double that.
In one day?
No, just eventually.
That's just the...
That's our eventual goal. Okay. And then from that, we'll double it again. And then if we do that four more times, I think we'll have 1 billion downloads.
Wow. That happens that fast.
I mean, exponentials, you know, that's math. Speaking of math, and I guess kind of sports, again, we emphasize this on Monday. Not
what?
A lot of sports.
Oh, yeah.
It was a dramatic pause.
It was.
And so there's not a lot of sports. And on top of it, I think, you know, maybe we should start the video preview a little earlier, because I think some of the tension of setting everything up would have been some good viewing.
Oh, that might be better than anything else.
Yeah. There's a lot of kind of like, you know, sniping and come on, and I'm getting in the way and we're squeezing in here and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have the today the added benefit of both being at home.
Yes.
As well as our daughter being home for the second day in a row.
Third day in a row,
sick from school.
Yeah.
And, you know, at times when your kid gets sick at school, you say to yourself sometimes, what parents are sending their kid to school sick that got my kid sick? But after a couple days at home with your kid, when you're not used to having, right after the weekend too, so we're on 5 days in a row, I can see why they send a sick kid into school.
Yeah.
Our kid won't be sick tomorrow, but she'll be in school, goddammit.
She's also sitting right next to me. So
yes.
Those of you who are watching, if you see sudden movements.
Yeah, Molly is not sculpting something or anything. But she's watching her iPad, so hopefully that will keep her entranced. It's a very delicate thing with the iPad. If you have kids or if you don't have kids even, little tip, get that iPad, but use it judiciously. Because the less you use it, the more effective it is when you use it.
Well, that's true with any media at all. TV, you know.
You end up using it more than you want to no matter what.
Yeah.
Because everyone has the goal of, half hour a day.
Well, I think we did.
We're on like 9.5 a day.
I think we did very well with her for the first couple of years. And really, age two is when pediatricians say, like, no screen time before age two. Yeah. Although now... They've even, the American Pediatric Association or whatever it is, they revised that recently to basically be like, whatever, just do whatever. Because they realize that it's unrealistic.
And that our brains are going to be hardwired into these machines in a couple years anyway. So might as well get an early start on it.
You got to teach them how to swipe and stuff early so they can
swiping
do it all by themselves.
Is possibly the most important motion.
Modern
currently,
times.
Yes,
yeah,
in modern times. I think there was a generation when maybe the middle finger was the most, and that may be coming back, actually. The middle finger may become the dominant signal.
Middle finger swipe.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that. I feel like that's an older person thing, though.
That's probably true.
Probably arthritis in this finger. So yeah. You're just
use all my fingers.
Yes.
And I just sort of.
I actually use my knuckles. And if your knuckles are warm enough, you could do that. Unfortunately, my phone, the fingerprint thing is set to my knuckle print, which is very hard to replicate. So I'm very often not being let into my own phone.
But never hacked in that.
Never room. Hacked.
No.
No one would ever think to cut my fingers off and then put my knuckle.
What?
Uh-oh. I've given away too much. Hmm. So I was saying before, talking about numbers and not a lot of sports, I've got a pretty interesting number in a smaller sport.
Okay.
A high school basketball player last night named LaMelo Ball.
Come on.
That's his name.
All right.
Local kid. Scored 92 points.
Wow.
Now, his brother, Lonzo Ball.
Come on.
Is at UCLA and will be one of the top three picks in the draft next year.
Okay, I'm going to say something that's going to make me sound, I don't know if it's cynical or naive.
Okay.
But when I hear stats on anything below college level, like him scoring 92 points,
it could have been,
means nothing
right.
to me. Because who, like you said, our nephew scored 16 points. I'm like, yeah, with a bunch of four-year-olds. Like,
right.
What's the defense he's up against? Like, he could just be lobbing shots. You
he
know
was.
What I mean?
No one can block that kid's shot.
Well, that's what
Not
I'm saying.
LaMelo Ball. Anthony Canale.
Right.
Yeah, no one can block his shot. But he's much taller than the other kids.
No, I know. But that's exactly my point. Is
yes.
It's not a it's
LaMelo
a level
Ball
playing.
Is a sophomore yep. who already has a scholarship to UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing no one he's playing against is a sophomore with
right.
a scholarship to UCLA.
Right.
So he is, yeah, he will be in the NBA someday, and maybe no one he was playing will be even a D1 college player.
Right.
Which gives him a huge advantage. Nonetheless, that's a lot of points to score.
Sure.
And I would think at a certain point the other team would try to stop that. They're losing probably.
Of course.
So they would just hold on to the ball
no,
for a while.
His team actually lost.
That would be amazing. That happens sometimes. Anthony Davis earlier this year scored 50 points and his team lost in the NBA.
Someone else on that team needed to also score.
Yeah, true. But you don't give that any credence. You're not like impressed by that.
I'm impressed, but it's just, you know.
When Kobe scored 82, were you impressed?
I was not. Yeah, that's a much more impressive thing because I understand there is a baseline level of excellence in the NBA. But like, you know.
Variance in talent in high school is much greater.
A group sport stat, like I say, sort of high school and below, you know, there's a lot of factors in there.
Yes. Yes. There are a lot of factors.
Oh, Valerie's sad because she doesn't have a microphone. Hold on one second.
Why don't you
okay?
give her? Yeah, yep. Get her a microphone. There's also another brother named LaAngelo. Just so you know, the three brothers, all of them are going to UCLA, but probably none of them will play together because they're all going to leave after their freshman year. This is this is what happens when you do live radio with a 3-year-old. So, Molly, you weren't as impressed as I thought you'd be, but you did make a very good point that 92 points, you know, yeah, if it doesn't happen. That, I feel like sometimes the UConn women's basketball team is like that.
I'll tell you what. Can you tell me the score of the game?
I can tell you the score of the game, Molly. I can tell you that. I could tell you that very easily. All I have to do is just find it on the computer and then tell it to you.
Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Okay.
Okay. That
but
didn't
but
work
that
out.
Would be something that the context right. of that would
right. Because
if the other team.
Yeah, if the other yeah. team scored 30 points and he had 92 on his own, you're
right.
like, oh my God, that's awful. But if it was like, if the score was like 110, you know, we all know what that means. I can't find it and
okay.
there's no reason to look for it.
That's fine.
So there's not, again, so we're off the sports for now. And this may be a short, no, I don't mean like in general,
right?
But I have a couple of things. Now, Molly, do you want to announce your other venture that you're doing? What is that called? How do people find that video that you did that's pretty funny? Because I saw somebody on Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah. Someone on Facebook I saw was saying, oh, my God, how do I get through these troubled times? May
oh,
have
really?
Indeed been their exact quote.
Well, just look up the video either on Facebook or on your favorite web browser.
Mm-hmm.
My name, Molly Erdman, and self-care, I think would do. I think it's self-care for stressful times or something like that. You can
look
find, you can also find it on my professional Facebook page, also called Molly Erdman.
You have a professional page?
Well, I have like an actor page.
Do I have one?
I thought you did. I don't know. You can find it there too.
I don't know about this.
Okay.
There's multiple pages you as an individual can have. Facebook is blowing me away. Okay. All right. So, and what's the video called?
I think it's self-care for stressful times.
Okay. And it's almost always stressful times. So that's a pretty much universal video. It's not just going to go out of style soon.
Right.
I also have a little venture that I'm undertaking right now that I want to talk to our viewers. I teased it to you earlier.
Okay.
I am going to start a grassroots movement to get myself in, not as a cabinet pick, but as an advisor for Donald Trump. And here's why. This is a serious thing. Now, I don't necessarily agree with anything Trump says, but I think that's what he needs. He needs someone who's going to be able to argue the other side. And here's Donnie's big thing. He wants people to like him. Am I right, Maul?
You're right, Joe.
And a lot of the stuff he does, people don't like him for, right?
Yes.
Okay. So anyone who knows me, or even anyone who's probably heard me for about 5 minutes, can probably surmise I am the type of person who is either likably hateable or hateably likable.
Well, we had a term for you at Second City, the ensemble leader.
Right.
Because
that makes it sound a little different than what I'm talking, but go ahead. I like that.
Okay,
I like that.
So,
but
right.
Describe why it was that.
Because you were the person in our group that we could sort of take out. You were the scapegoat for frustration.
Right.
You know, everyone could be like, shut up, Joe.
Right. And I generally would call out any kind of stress that was hanging in the room. I would generally address it.
Right.
Which would then cause it to be, you know, bubbled up and argued with. But then it would go away.
Right.
And I'm very good, I think, in my opinion, of alienating people and then doing an okay job at getting them back.
I want to point out, so I'm sorry to interrupt you, Joe, but I just saw a thing come up on our thing. Oh, no, never mind. I thought our Facebook Live went out for a minute.
Oh.
Never mind.
They said to keep going. Facebook just told us to keep going.
Facebook just told us to keep going.
It hurt you.
So condescending.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going, please. Get to something. So what I'm asking, people are going to have to go on my Twitter to see this, but I'm going to take some more steps in order to create this grassroots movement for Trump to bring me in as somebody, you know, in the White House room that can help him be more likable.
Yeah, I think.
I want to be his likability. We'll think of a name.
Likeability expert.
Yeah, but something more official than that.
And why do you think you can make him more likable?
I think it's pretty obvious, and this is what gets me. If you're the president and you want people to like you, do stuff people will like.
But you had a different explanation for me before.
What was it before?
About how you. What you were saying about, like, people don't like you and then you know how to try to get them to like you.
Yes, I am okay with someone being upset at me first in the expectation that I will turn that around. He's already there.
Right.
And he doesn't like that. He wants to turn that around.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I can do. I'm good at both angering people and then, is mollifying a word?
It is.
Is it an appropriate use right there?
Yeah.
I've mollified you before.
I was mollified a long time ago.
Yeah. So if you want me to help you mollify, you would think it would be Molly, but it's actually me. So there'll be more news about that as more official stuff gets set up for that, for my grassroots movement to become I got to be paid. I'm not saying I'll do it without being paid, but I will help Donald Trump be more likable. It's not your turn.
We're going to just let Valerie say a couple of words here. Valerie, what do you think about sports?
I'm just going to sing her.
You want to sing a song?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Sing a song.
I, Neos, Nisai, O, and I, me, and I. A-N-O-I-A. No, just put it on down, down, down here.
Go ahead.
Hope you're getting this live.
No,
not you. I mean the people watching. All right.
Keep singing, sweetie.
Joe's keep singing.
Go to the window.
Yeah, this is this will be our special Wednesday segment. Sports window.
But where's the sports window?
Don't worry about where the sports window is, kid. We're going to talk about the hummingbirds.
Okay.
So usually I brought the phone before, but I'm just bringing the microphone today.
I just wanted to be.
Because I can't. There's a hummingbird right now. Can you hear it?
Joe, there's no more microphone.
That was me. Well, I can't get out to the window today.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Segment canceled. What a disappointment.
Do you want to tell people about the hummingbird update, or was it just to check in?
Well, thus far, I've identified what I believe to be 5 different hummingbirds. But it could be at least 4. And here's who they are. There's 2 Rufus hummingbirds. Mm-hmm. Rufus hummingbird's kind of brown and green, almost like one of Robin Hood's Merry Men. Their coloring is kind of like one of Robin Hood's Merry Men.
And how can you tell them apart, Joe?
Okay. One is squat. One is longer.
Okay.
So those 2 Rufus hummingbirds, you know, there's the squat Rufus and there's the long Rufus. I was calling one Rufus, but now there's 2. So maybe Rufus and Roof. Roofy would be a bad name.
Yeah.
Rufus and Roofers or Rufus and, you know, we'll see. I'm going to try to put pictures of the individual ones up. There's also like a bluish one. It's got a little bit of grayish blue. It's a smaller one. It's more recent. That may be a seasonable hummingbird. Seasonal hummingbird here. And then there's 1 or 2 red-throated ones. Red-throated hummingbirds.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I think there may be 2, but it may be the same one. And depending on the light, the breast looks different. The
now,
chest,
you
the
think
throat.
Breast
the throat.
Here? Oh, okay.
I know where a breast is. With those push-up bras, they get right up there, up in your
right
neck.
In your throat, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to put some pictures on the Twitter page of our various hummingbirds. You don't think I'm going to do it, but I took some good ones with the camera.
Yeah, you might do it. I think interest in hummingbirds, this may not be your target demo for that.
Is there a target demo for hummingbird?
Yeah, probably like a bird society.
Is there a society of bird people?
Sure. We live right by a bird store. I bet there's a lot of...
Oh, my God. I could broadcast from there.
We should do a bird podcast.
Oh, my God. A bird podcast is a much better idea than what we're doing currently. The bird widow.
Mm.
Yeah, that sounds like a depressing old lady who feeds birds.
Mm. Okay, I'll do it.
All right. Well, you can expect this amount of sports in the next couple of weeks unless something big happens.
I think this is actually a good opportunity for people to write in with questions about sports. Like, you know, the football season just ended. Maybe you went to a Super Bowl party and you were like, I still don't understand
this.
There's no question that is too basic or too dumb. Like,
or too obscure for that matter.
Yeah, just ask anything because it gives us something to talk about. And I think it speaks to what part of the show is supposed to be, which is people who may not, they feel like it's too late for them to get into sports.
Too late.
And it's not.
Nope.
And
you don't have to get into sports that much.
No. But enough to have a basic knowledge to enjoy the game. So before we start getting into basketball playoffs and hockey playoffs or the baseball season starting, what's a question you have about one of those sports that might up your enjoyment level?
Absolutely. And because a little bit of sports can help you in the world. So like you mentioned before, it's just something you can talk. It's like if you took Spanish in junior high or whatever, that little bit of Spanish can be very helpful.
Sí.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get out. So we're out. So
adios.
We'll see you on Friday. And we'll talk about different
Valerie,
stuff then.
You want to say bye-bye?
Oh, and a special thanks to Valerie, actually, who has done a great job of not interrupting too much.
She did great.
She did real good. All right. See you later.
Bye.